This file is copyrighted, as I am the owner of this item and the intellectual property rights owner of this material. Whether you are listening to a CD or MP3, do not play this file while driving a vehicle, or if you are operating any machinery, because this file may cause drowsiness. You should lie back in a recliner, or you should be propped up in bed, or sit upright in a chair. If you lie down, you may go to sleep. Get into a comfortable position and just follow along. The secret of hypnosis is to get into it by daydreaming, not with effort. No effort is involved. So just follow along and enjoy. Make sure your feet or legs are not crossed. Separate your hands, but leave them on your lap. Let everything calm down now and just close your eyes. And leave them closed. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. As you relax, I would like you to realize that you have many different abilities. You can learn things in many, many different ways. One of the ways in which you have the ability to learn is by hearing. As you listen to the sound of my voice, you are simply learning to relax. The second most powerful way in which you learn is by seeing. Even with your eyes closed, if I would ask you to, you could imagine or think about a leaf from a tree. This leaf is perfectly formed, with maybe a single drop of water upon it, as though a light rain shower has come by. The third way in which you have the ability to learn is by feeling. You are now becoming more aware of the shoes on your feet. You are now becoming more aware of the socks or shoes on your feet. As your concentration changes, you're becoming more aware of your pants and shirt. Although you didn't notice it a moment ago, you are now becoming more aware of the feelings beneath your fingertips. The texture of the fabric, the temperature of the fabric. You are realizing that you have a powerful mind that can and will work for you, and I would like you to use this powerful mind now. Concentrate on relaxing the bottom of your feet. Allow the bottom of your feet to relax completely and totally. Once you have relaxed the bottom of your feet, begin to relax the top of your feet. This wonderful, beautiful, relaxed feeling is now moving up into your ankles. Feel the right and left ankles begin to relax all the way. You are now noticing that this continual, relaxing sensation is moving upwards. The perfect, relaxed feeling is moving up into your legs. Enjoy this relaxing sensation. The small and large muscles of your legs are now feeling relaxed and at ease. Day after day, these feet and legs have carried you wherever you needed to go. Allow the feet and legs to relax further than ever before. And at your own pace, direct this wonderful, relaxed feeling up into your stomach and abdomen. It's relaxing, pleasant, and wonderful. This perfect, relaxed feeling is now moving up into your chest. With each breath that you exhale, feel the entire body relaxing further than ever before. You will notice that the deeper you go, the better you feel. As you breathe in deeply and exhale slowly, the body is receiving more oxygen. As this oxygen circulates throughout your body, you are feeling calm, relaxed, and at ease. You are relaxing further and deeper, floating and drifting down deeper. This relaxed feeling is now flowing up into your shoulders. As you relax the muscles in and around your shoulders, the entire body keeps relaxing. Enjoy the sensation as this wave of relaxation moves down through your back. With each breath that you exhale, feel yourself sinking deeper into the chair. The soothing, relaxed feeling is now flowing down through your arms and hands, and there may be a slight tingling sensation in your fingers as you continue relaxing. Enjoy the feeling as this relaxation moves up over the back of your neck. The muscles in and around your neck are relaxing all the way. Now even the top of your head is relaxing. The forehead is becoming free of tension and stress. You're a busy person. You deserve this opportunity to relax completely. The muscles in and around your eyes are relaxed and comfortable. And don't worry if you experience a slight fluttering of the eyelids. This is called REM, R-E-M, and it just means you have good concentration. Your cheek muscles and jaw muscles are relaxing from the very top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet, relaxed and at ease. As you continue to relax, you are realizing that there's nothing for your conscious mind to do. Everything is being done by your subconscious mind. You are the important person here today. You are important every day of the week. Some people think of a week as being 5 days, while others think of a week as being 7 days. And then there are times when there's a holiday and the week may seem shorter. We have many holidays that you've experienced. There's 4th of July, there's Memorial Day, there's Christmas and New Year's. I am sure there are other holidays that I'm not thinking of. The holidays are scattered throughout the year. Some are during the summer, while others are during the fall. I know we have holidays in the winter, but I'm not sure if they're holidays in the spring. As you continue to relax, this is like a holiday for your mind. It's a chance to relax further than you did yesterday. We know that yesterday is gone, today is fading away, and yet sometimes tomorrow seems a long time away. There are things that you did yesterday that you may not do today. There are things that you did today that you will not do tomorrow. Time goes by so fast. Tomorrow will be here before you know it. Our mind works very fast. Things that were important to you years ago no longer seem so important today. Almost everyone has a favorite color. I used to like the color orange, and I liked oranges. There are not too many colors that are also foods. I want you to relax now and just allow your mind to wander. Yes, you are so very relaxed. You might feel as though you're floating, as light as a cloud, drifting, deeper, relaxed. You feel so comfortable, spiraling down deeper, so content, so very, very deep, relaxed. You may find that it's very difficult to move your arms and legs. Your body is so very calm and peaceful and relaxed. The world around you does not exist for now. Nothing will disturb you. Nothing will distract you. Nothing will intrude on this wonderful, relaxed state that you are in. You will find that you can return to this wonderful place, the state of total relaxation, anytime you want. You will find that it will be easier and easier to return to this place. Each and every time you want to, you can return. You will find that you are focused on my words. Every ounce of you is totally focused on my voice. You are now in a very relaxed, very comfortable, very deep state of relaxation. Your body is no longer of any concern. Your mind is now wide open to each and every idea that I am giving you. As you listen to my words, you begin finding yourself drifting down deeper, floating deeper and deeper. You are concentrating totally and only on what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is nothing else but my voice. The more you listen to my voice, the more you want to hear. You concentrate. Your concentration is centered on me and the words that I'm saying to you. With each word that I speak, you find yourself getting more and even more relaxed, more comfortable, and you notice how good you feel. Deeper and deeper, sinking down into trance. You are so very calm and relaxed, and you are wide open to my suggestions. You want to hear my words, and you want to obey. You must obey my irresistible suggestions that will make you feel better and better. The more you obey, the better you will feel. Every suggestion that I give you is irresistible. You simply have to obey them. All the clutter and noise of your waking brain is now replaced with the soothing sound of my voice, filled now with the desire to hear my words, to drink them in, to hear my commands, to follow and obey. It is a very good place to be. The more you obey me, the deeper you will go and the better you will feel. Here in the relaxed, calm, soothing world of my words, the relaxed, content place, where all you wish to do is listen and obey, deeper, floating down deeper, where you are sliding down into trance, where there is nothing else but the sound of my voice which needs to be listened to, which must be obeyed, as your body drifts down further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything except the sound of my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else but my voice. And when you reach that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, drifting deeper and deeper into my words and my commands. It's almost as though you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable state of trance. I am going to count downward now, from 5 down to 1. With each count, you will feel yourself going deeper, relaxed. 5, so deep and obedient, so completely relaxed, as you slip deeper and deeper, further and further, more and more completely relaxed. 4, so very deep now, just sinking down further and further, so obedient and relaxed. 3, you follow my instructions, my commands, and obey. You will find that you relax even more, deeper and deeper. 2, almost there, almost at an exceptionally deep, obedient state of relaxation. 1, you are now very deep and deeply relaxed. You enjoy listening to my voice and relaxing. You enjoy obeying and relaxing and being so deep and obedient. You enjoy listening to my voice as I take you deeper and deeper, making it easier and easier to enter relaxation. Every single time, it is so easy to enter deep relaxation. Now, you'll always be aware of the sounds around you. You are not asleep, you are just relaxed. The only difference is from this moment on, any sound you hear will not affect or disturb you in any way. You can drift down beneath the other sounds. You don't care about them. And the only sounds that you allow yourself to become interested in is the sound of my voice. And you simply allow the sound of my voice to always help you to grow much deeper, relaxed. As you relax, just listen, relax, and obey. In this session, you will learn how to behave when dressed up. You will learn proper mannerisms when you are dressed up, or if you do go out. I want you to realize that this session is for many people, so if one part of it is not for you, you should focus on relaxing deeper until the next segment that is for you begins. Today, I will focus on your actions when you are dressed up. This will include your actions at home and if you are out. To start with, I am going to give you a breakdown of personal habits that can be followed. Sitting on a toilet seat. A woman never stands to urinate. You will always sit on the seat to urinate. If you stop at a gas station and use the restroom, you will not stand at the urinal. You will sit on the toilet seat and go like a lady. Each and every time you need to go to the bathroom, you will find yourself always sitting down on the toilet to go. This is something you can and do at all times in most all lifestyles. You can and you will sit down to go. This is being female. This is being a woman. This is being a lady. And this will become more and more automatic for you each and every day. This is behaving like a woman. From this day forward, you can and you will sit down on the toilet seat to go to the bathroom. Relax now. Listen. Obey me. Just drifting down, floating down deeper. As you relax, allow these thoughts and ideas to drift down deep into your mind, so comfortable. That's right. No matter where you are, what you are doing, or who you are with, each and every time you sit down in a chair or sit down on anything, you will no longer spread your legs out. A woman sits with her legs crossed or her ankles crossed. You can sit either with your legs or your ankles crossed when you sit down. It is a habit that is becoming stronger each and every day. And soon, very soon, this will be automatic for you. Each and every time you find yourself sitting down, you will cross your legs or your ankles. This will become a pleasing habit for you. Relax now. Just listen. Obey me. Just drifting down, floating down deeper. As you relax, allow these thoughts and ideas to drift down into your mind. So comfortable. That's right. These changes are going to begin immediately. These changes will continue until you have evolved 100% into a woman. Mind, body, and spirit. Until the change is complete, you will find yourself coming back to listen to me again and again. Listening to me over and over. As your body, your mind, your behavior, your attitudes, and your feelings all change. Remember also that these changes are for you, to make you feel more whole and comfortable. You will become more and more relaxed when you are dressed. You will become more and more confident when you are dressed up. Feeling so alive, so relaxed and normal. Every time you dress, the changes are all for you. These changes will be permanent. The changes will be gradual each and every day. You should always be clean shaven, no 5 o'clock shadow or no stubble. It does not matter if you are dressed up or if you are out with the guys. You should always be clean shaven. If you are serious about being a woman and portraying a male, you do not need to have stubble at any time. I work with clients like you. I see them in the office and I see them on the street, and I also see some at work. I am always shocked when I see one of my clients with stubble on the job. It is not needed and certainly is not feminine. You can now allow yourself to be as feminine as you can while you're portraying a male figure. So many of my clients tell me when they're at work, under their uniform, they're wearing their panties or even their stockings. I believe that you should always be clean shaven. Now allow yourself to slip deeper with each word. With each breath you exhale, let it take you deeper, relaxed. You want to hear each word I say. You want to obey by listening to my voice. So relaxed and so comfortable. Now I want you to think about your purse. How you carry your purse. Do you catch yourself holding on to it like a football? From this moment on, you will become acutely aware of how your hand is on your purse. It should either be up on the strap helping to hold it on your shoulder, or your purse handle is over your lower arm and your arm is bent, right about by your elbow. Those are the only two ways to carry a purse. You should never touch the bottom of it when you're carrying it. You will become acutely aware of where your hands are when you're carrying your purse. You will place your hand either up on the shoulder strap while it is over your shoulder, or if your purse has short handles, they are over your arm and your arm is bent. The proper way for a short-handled purse and a right-handed person is to have the purse handle over your left arm. Your left arm is bent about waist high or above your waist, pointed towards your right side. So your arm is across your body. This allows your right hand to be free. You will pay attention to where your hands are when you're carrying your purse. You'll become acutely aware of where your hands are when you are carrying your purse. Now allow yourself to slip deeper with each word I say, with each breath you exhale. You want to hear each word I say, and you want to obey by listening to my voice. So relax, so comfortable, drifting, floating down deeper. As each change takes place, you will listen to me again and again, so more and more changes occur. You will not stop until you have become totally feminized, and you will come back to listen to me over and over as your body, your mind, your attitudes, your feelings all change. You are becoming a woman completely and totally in all ways possible. Not all beautiful women are skinny and sexy like a tabloid model. They feel it. Beauty comes from within, from their actions and mindset. Your actions and your mindset. Now I'm going to talk to you about your dress. If you are of large build, it is common to gravitate towards flowered or large print dresses. You should choose a small print or a solid color dress. Darker colors make you appear smaller. Not everyone can wear black. It depends on your skin tone. I personally look horrible in black and also white, and these just happen to be the two great colors for stage. I look best in brown, navy, off-white, or cream. You can find a color that suits you. Some people look great in black or white. Small prints are fine. One of my favorite colors that I happen to look good in is turquoise. Now, there are a lot of women out there that look like men, and there are a lot of men who look like women. When RuPaul got dressed, did she ever wear flowered outfits? I never saw her in a flowered outfit. She mostly wore one or two shades because it projects a more feminine look. The flowered look projects an old lady and may even draw more attention to you because people would be thinking, who is that in that outfit? So please focus on not only something you like, but ask yourself, does it look good on me too? Is the color right? Color is very important in how it makes you look. Now allow yourself to slip deeper down. With each word I say, with each breath you exhale, you want to hear each word I say, and you want to obey me by listening to my voice, so relaxed and comfortable. And as you relax, allow these suggestions to take effect on your mind and body. And you continue to change your mind and body, being more and more that of a female. Every time you listen to me, and every single success you have, will bring you back to listen to me over and over And every single success, every single change that you have makes you feel better and better, more proud of yourself. Proud that you are able to accomplish and make these changes happen for you. The way you dress projects who you are. You should always walk like a woman at all times. You should sit up straight with your shoulders back and your elbows in. You should always stand and walk like a woman. Your dress should not be wrinkled as if it were fresh out of a laundry basket. It should be pressed and look fresh. Your stockings should never have snags or runs in them unless you're out and something just happened. One tip I can give you right now is to carry a bottle of clear nail polish in your purse. If you get a snag or a little hole that can turn into a run, you can touch it up with a little dab of clear nail polish and it'll stop it from running or getting larger. You have to wait for it to dry all the way before moving the stocking any though. Make sure that your hair is not windblown or down in your face. And this next one I have personally seen with my own eyes. A tea girl was wearing a very low cut top and a big hairy chest. Always make sure your chest is free of all hair if you have a low cut top on. You want to hear each word I say and you want to obey by listening to my voice. So relaxed and comfortable, as you relax, allow these suggestions to take effect on your mind and body. Each little change that you notice, each little change that you feel, will make you feel proud. Proud that you were able to use your mind and body to make these changes. And it'll help you draw you in more deeply so that your mind will change completely. And you will find each and every day transforming from male to female. When you are emerged from this state, you will awaken refreshed, much more of a woman, and each time you listen to me, you will see more changes in the transformation of your womanhood. Now, in a moment, I'm going to emerge you from this beautiful state. And each time you allow yourself to go into hypnosis from now on, you simply let yourself go much deeper. Not because I say so, but because you now realize the deeper you go, the better you feel. I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And on the count of 1, you'll open your eyes, come back alert, refreshed, feeling wonderful, because 15 minutes of hypnotic sleep is equal to 2 to 3 hours of regular sleep. 5, you are feeling very calm and relaxed. 4, slowly, gradually, some of the feelings are coming back into your feet and legs. Hands and arms, any numbness is now leaving. 3, I want you to remember, you will sit on the toilet seat. You will always be clean shaven. You will sit with your legs or ankles crossed. You will be acutely aware of where your hands are on your purse. You will choose colors and print fabrics that flatter you and look good on you. 2, you'll want to experience these wonderful feelings again. And 1, you'll feel more feminine every time you listen to this file. Just take a nice deep breath in through your nose and allow your eyes to open, feeling great.